It's Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sources tell ABC News that President Trump has fired 17 inspectors general. They're independent watchdogs who monitor potential unethical or illegal activity in various federal agencies. Republicans and Democrats are concerned, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
The president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads up that these people are being fired, and he has to give them a reason why they are being fired. That did not happen.
President Trump says he'd like to see Jordan, Egypt, and other Arab nations accept more Palestinian refugees from Gaza. He told reporters that he talked on the phone with Jordan's king and will talk to Egypt's president about it. Heavy rain expected in Southern California fire areas. 70 people were killed in an attack on the only functional hospital in the besieged city of El Fasher in Sudan, says the chief of the World Health Organization. The African nation's civil war has escalated in recent days. This is ABC News. Arrested for allegedly posting online that he hopes someone kills President Trump, Shannon Atkins, West Palm Beach, Florida.
He was arrested without incident. While being interviewed later, he admitted writing the Facebook post that said he was joking. Folks, this is not a joke. Nothing of that sort is a joke.
West Palm Beach Police Chief Tony Araujo. There might be some info about what the Federal Reserve will do about interest rates, which can affect mortgages, auto loans, and more, when Fed Chairman Jerome Powell holds a news conference Wednesday. The auroras are back. The northern lights, say scientists at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's because of a vibrant magnetic storm. The best viewing spots in the Northeast, Upper Plains, and Pacific Northwest, plus Alaska, Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. Best chance, clear skies away from major city lights. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We got a big show for you tonight. Let's dive right in with a double dip of Sean Michael Dargan, who has a big show coming up. We'll give you all the details in just a couple of minutes. Right now, that's all the loving I need. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If you love me, that's all. The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left her all too soon.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Shawn Michael Dargan there and The Undertaker's Daughter. That's All the Lovin' I Need and a double dip of Shawn Michael Dargan to kick off your Saturday evening. You can see Shawn perform live Saturday, February 8th at Cargo Coffee here in Madison. Shawn is great. He's always an awesome performer to go see live. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Saturday evening. We got a big show coming up. No guest this week. I had one booked, but unfortunately, they had to cancel out. We'll get them back on later on. Them Cooley Boys, they will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Great band out of the Eau Claire area. They're releasing new music. They have new music. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Terry Barr has a great conversation with Paul Flipowitz, a blues musician great from the state of Wisconsin. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. And at 9 o'clock, we'll talk with Madison band Or Does It Explode? And then Rob Roberts after 10 o'clock tonight. Of course, you want to text the show, you can do that, 844-967-2789. Best to do that through the Civic Media app. Hey, Beth Keeley has a big show coming up. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we got music from Electric Spanking and Mars Hall. Right now, the Rogue Electrics and Yesterday's News. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
pace. Make the days count, don't count the days and give it hell. Sometimes it may. All right, yesterday's news, tomorrow's blues.
Rock and Roll from Madison, Mars Hall on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That was The Complexities of Life. Hey, Beth Keeley, she has a show coming up at the Red Rooster with her band, the Beth Keeley Band. That's happening Saturday, February 1st here in Madison. Get all the details on her website, BethKeeley.com. Let's hear her song, Everything Beautiful, the Beth Keeley Band, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Your shoes on, your bone dry in the rain. You're the springtime and the snowstorm. You're a million miles of space between me and the worry that eats my soul away. You're the laughter and the sad song. You're the dancer in the dark. You're the back road on the fairway. You're the beat that keeps my heart from bleeding, from seizing. This crazy messed up world, you are everything beautiful in this world.
Got two clowns. so good, people. Take a blow.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Electric Spanking and Good People, Beth Keeley Band before that. I'm Jimmy Kay, hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin coming up in just a couple of minutes. I want to give you some information about the Madison Area Music Association, the Mamas. Get more information at the website at themamas.com. .org, but we got some information beside what you can find there. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for hanging out with friends and family and getting some good food. You can always catch the game on the big screen at the Lazy Wolf Lounge. Check out their menu and all the events at LazyWolfLounge.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, a locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Get the Civic Media app on your phone right now. Get that app at your favorite app store at civicmedia.us. And while you're there on the website, check out the Max Inc. Radio page there for all the podcasts. I'm a little behind on getting the podcast up right now, but we'll get there. Hang on. It'll be okay. Hey, speaking of music and stuff, there's a great organization here in Madison. They're called the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association. And registration and nomination is coming up to a hard deadline, January 31st. That's where your Q comes in. Go to themamas.org and nominate your favorite bands or your favorite artists. Perhaps you have a favorite drummer. Maybe they're the drummer of the year for the Mamas, or album of the year from your favorite band, or artist of the year. It's a Grammy-like style show that happens later in the year to award and to honor our Madison musicians and the general Madison music scene. So registration ends January 31st, and bands, don't be shy. If you have some good music out there, get on there, register, nominate yourself. That's cool. People will vote for you. It's a great way to build promotion for your band and increase your band or fan base. It's really important. Plus, the Mamas is all about the charity. Help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. They have great programs helping schools in the Dane County area and here in Madison. Plus, they have the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Foundation, where it helps give money to students who's doing music beyond high school, into college or something like that. And, of course, Mama Cares. That's a great off-charity of the Mamas, where Mama Cares helps local musicians, people here in Madison that are artists in the Dane County area, with medical or emergency family crisis funds if they need it. They've awarded over $100,000 already to musicians in need. It's a great charity. You can get all the details. Make your tax-deductible donation right now at themamas.org. That's themamas.org. All right, hey, stick around. We got some music on the way from Magic Conch. They want a Mama. And how about some music from Heavy Looks right now? It's Shake Me Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I told you once, I told you twice.
Color Phase and Run, Run, Run. Max Inc. on Civic Media with the Magic Conch now and Meet Me in the Middle. Thank you. Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are Local Music Magic Haunch there and Meet Me in the Middle. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Tim Krohn Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Wedding, bands, motorcycles, so much more. Meet Tim at timkrohnphotos.com. That's Tim Krohn, K-R-O-N, photos.com. Hey, we got a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane coming up just after the news break after 7 o'clock. Them Cooley Boys will join us after the 7 o'clock hour starts. They got some brand new music out. They got a CD release show. They got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to tell you all about it coming up next hour. Original local music from Wisconsin. I was talking about the Mamas earlier. This band won Artist of the Year last year. It's the Beeper Brothers Band. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
One, two, three.
Her memory still swings across my front porch like the kisses I would plant on her forehead. Now she's bound for Tennessee and I'm bound to this bar stool and she's singing like a bird and I'm drinking like a drunken fool because can't get no sleep without my Lucy next to me.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The crowd cheering President Trump at a Las Vegas rally, repeating a campaign promise.
We're going to get it for you. No tax on tips.
No tax on tips.
And?
On day one, I immediately halted the hiring of any new IRS agents. You know, they hired...
It's not certain if Congress would approve the tax change. It would increase debt, and some would argue it's unfair to workers who don't make tips. Sources tell ABC News that President Trump has fired 17 inspectors general, independent watchdogs at federal agencies. Republicans and Democrats concerned the president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads up and the reason for the firings. Half an inch to an inch of rain possible for Southern California.